Good morning, everyone. This is Martin Zender coming to you from my laundry room. I am the lord of the laundry room, the L, the subjector, the master of the washer and the dryer. I can do my clothes anytime I want here. That's the kind of power I have, and that's the kind of power I will retain, God willing, until the snatching away of the body of Christ. And who knows, ladies and gentlemen, I might be given jurisdiction over a great laundry room above, a great laundry room of the celestial realm, where the saints rinse their garments. It could be. I will have something to do with maybe the absence of static cling. I might be responsible for removing static cling from the universe. I could be responsible for the rinse cycle that will reform celestial beings by means of centrifugal force. You never know. I'm willing to be whatever God would have me be. I wouldn't say I'm the handmaiden of the Lord. No, I would say I'm the butler of the Lord. Yeah, don't want to really be a handmaiden. I don't have anything against handmaidens. Somebody wrote me and said, Martin, the apostasy must come first. Dude, how much apostasy do you want? You want more apostasy? There's a frickin' church on every street corner in the United States, a first world country that's supposedly the most developed country, the most influential country in the world, and there's a frickin' church on every street corner where the name of God is blasphemed by those who take his name. How much more apostasy do you want? I'm a young guy. And when I was in school, the biggest problems were people chewing gum. And you went to the dean's office for being caught chewing gum. Yes. Now you go to the dean's office for being caught with a gun. In my day, the thing was spitballs. Took a little piece of paper, chewed it up, put it in a Bic pen. You hollowed out your Bic pen. You took out the ink thing. You had a nice little plastic cartridge. You put a little ball, wet ball there. You saturated it with your own saliva. And then, now they're shooting and killing people. And it's everywhere. How much apostasy do you want? Yet the apostasy has come first. Earth to person waiting for the apostasy. It is here. It has been here. It began in Paul's day. After Paul left the scene, the apostasy began. And it hasn't quit yet. And it's been accelerating. If you haven't noticed. Now, talked about God vibrating on the surface of the water, causing things to happen. From Ecclesiastes 1:6, we can see that God's courses are primarily cycles. I love this word courses, and I'm glad I used it here, because a course is like when you get a meal, you get a first course, second course, third course at a nice restaurant. Things come to you gradually. Boom, boom, boom. This is God. Listen to this. This is from the Devar translation, the Rit. This was a translation compiled by F.H. Bader. Is actually more accurate than the Concordant version, not as readable because it's so literal. I quote now Ecclesiastes 1:6. The spirit wind is a walking one to the south and a circling one to the north. A circling one, a walking one. And the spirit wind returns on its circling courses. Oh, this is literal. This is like how Solomon wrote it. If you read a common English version, you're not going to get the beautiful repetitive nuance. This is God repeating a word over and over again. What's the word? Seems to me it's circling. Coming back, coming back, coming back. The spirit wind. This is an analogy Solomon is drawing here, I believe, between the wind and the spirit. It's the same word. In the Greek, at least, I'm assuming it is in the Hebrew, the same word for spirit is the word for wind. It's a blowing. It's something you can't see it, but you can perceive the effects of it. The spirit wind is a walking one. This is a metaphor. The spirit wind is a walking one. No, it's not literally a walking person. It's a metaphor. Walking one to the south and circling one to the north. The south and the north, back and forth, up and down, a circling one. Both words used, this is divine inspiration, it's a circling one. The wind is. It just keeps coming back. It keeps coming back. The seasons keep rolling. The days keep pounding us over and over and over and over and over again. And it gets tiresome. Enough already. But no, God's speaking to us through the circling of the circling one, through the wind, as a walking one. And a spirit wind returns on its circling courses. The extraordinary certainty with which it's guaranteed in advance. That's what this is. Sorry, I'm getting excited. That's what this is. This is presented to us, God's aim, God's plan, God's goal is presented to us as a certainty which is guaranteed in advance. And it consists in being assembled of vibrations, of regular occurrences. And it will be reached. God's goal will be reached through these repetitive cycles. And I'm going to go through to you, with you, all the repetitive cycles in God's timetable that are dictated to us by the sun and the moon. The sky don't lie. People lie. People's crazy ideas lie about God, but the sky don't lie. Here is Isaiah 34:16 from the Devar translation. Excuse me. Inquire for that from the document of enumeration of Yahweh. I can't help but comment here. The document of enumeration. God has, and I'm going to read Genesis 5 to you. This may be completely boring to you. Why is Martin reading Genesis 5? All it does is list the years of the descendants of Adam, how long they lived. Who cares, Martin? Well, you better care, because this is God telling us that he has not lost 1 year. Not 1 year is lost. And he's doing this not for his own good, not because he enjoys sitting in his big white rocking chair in the heavens, twiddling his thumbs over and over again. Thumb twiddle, thumb twiddle. No, it's because he's telling us something. Inquire for that from the document of enumeration of Yahweh. And also, here I go again. I'm sorry. He enumerates the tribes of Israel, and he knows all their names, and he knows the kings, and he gives the years of their reign, and he does this to provide for us time bridges so that we might calculate the years from Adam. And not 1 year is missing, not one season is missing, not 1 hour is missing. Back to the quote, if I can get through it. Inquire for that from the document of enumeration of Yahweh. And by the way, Yahweh, it's called a tetragrammaton. It's a four-letter title. YHWH. This is a time word. It literally means will, being, and was. Will, being, and was. It looks to the future, will. It looks to the present, being, and it looks to the past, was. God is the God of all time, the future, and it looks in the future first, which is cool the way God does this. The future, like it's like we go to the past, talk about the present, and then we delve or we imagine into the future. We look. We try to take our binoculars out or our telescopes to gaze into the future. No, not God. No, no. The future is first with him. It doesn't matter to him. It's interchangeable. The future and the past, you understand, are interchangeable because he knows the end from the beginning. So he's Yahweh, will, being, and was. Will, he's the God who has the future knocked down because it's set in stone. being what's happening now. Your days, your hours are ordered by God. The steps of a man are ordered by God. Women, jury's still out on that. Not sure God orders the steps of women. Ouch. Yes, of course. Both genders. Children as well. God orders the steps. If children haven't taken their first step yet, he orders their drool, their crawls, and when the cute little things roll over, and the past. Then he goes into the past. Let's see if I can get through this. Inquire for that from the document of enumeration of Yahweh and read, quote, not one of them will be missing, nor will they miss each other. Oh, this is so good. A manness her fellowess. A manness her fellowess. Gotta admit, that's a little too literal for me. Not sure about that. I will conjecture, however. Happy to do that for you. For my mouth he has commanded, and this is Isaiah speaking, my mouth he has commanded, his spirit wind, he has assembled them. He, it's repeated, he has assembled them. Assembled what? I don't know. It's a confusing verse. The spirit wind, the enumeration, the people. Not one is missing. A manness will not be out without a fellowess. Manness is a male, fellowess is a female. And so, it, to me, this is what this means. If there is a pairing, if there is a match, if there is a fellowess, there will be, if there is a manness, there will be a fellowess. From God's mouth, he has commanded all these things, and his spirit went, he has assembled everybody. Life is a choreographed dance. Everybody you're with, you're supposed to be with, everybody who you are meant to gather among in this life, you will. Simple as that. There's nothing missing. Okay, that's people. If people's easy. You would think that the times would be easier because God sets the sun and moon in place. They do their thing. They go their rounds. The wind goes around and around this planet. Yes, around this planet. Hello. And it continues. The history. But that's you think that'd be easier. No, it's just as easy for God to order people. The history of the cosmos. And not only it, but the people, reveals planned cycles that proceed in heavenly courses as well as in the earthly realms over thousands of years with an unmatched precision. I'm going to say that again. The history of this cosmos, cosmos is the word for order, the arrangement, the way things are done today. The history of this cosmos, and not only it, not only the history, but the people, reveals planned cycles, planned ahead of time, planned cycles, things that happen repeatedly that proceed in heavenly courses, and the sky don't lie, heavenly courses. No matter what wars here happen on earth, no matter what stupid people do here on earth, the moon is not moved, the sun is not moved. So the heavenly courses are sure. But I'm here to tell you, based on this verse, that the people that walk the planet, the people that circle it, that circle to circle it, the circlers, they're just as sure. Somebody says, I'm walking around in circles. Those circles are planned. The earth is just going around in circles every day. The sun goes around. Everything just keeps happening. The cycles, the cycles, the cycles. Yes, it's a gift. It's a gift. I don't want you to see this anymore as a trial, as a vexation. Like every day is the same. Oh God, here comes the sun. At least George Harrison wrote a nice song about it. Here comes the sun. He didn't say, here comes the sun. Ba-da-da-da-da. Here comes the sun. Like Jesus, again? With the sun? No. Here comes the sun. It's a happy thing. God is helping us by telling us he is in one big, fat, glorious, predictable rut. I delivered a talk on that with that title in Faith, North Carolina. You can be glad that God is in a big, fat, hairy, glorious, predictable rut. I've been told that God's just a crazy person who does things haphazardly, who's just running around trying to fix things that have gone awry, run amok because he's given away his free will and everybody has grabbed a piece of the pie and now God's trying to reassemble the pie. No. The inhabitants of this world are just as stable in God's timing as are the sun and the moon. That is what this verse from Isaiah 34:16 is telling me. And these cycles occur over thousands of years 6,000 years, in fact, with unmatched precision, makes a Swiss watch look like a tinker toy. I mean, I don't know how many parts are in a Swiss watch. Let's get crazy and say that there are 3,000 moving parts in a Swiss watch. That's probably 100 times right. But you look at the gears and the mechanisms and you see that everything has to work right on the watch or the thing will just go out of whack. It's the same with a car. It's amazing to me. But there, we're only dealing with, in some cars, 4 cylinders, some cars, 6, some cars, 8 cylinders. Do cars have 10 cylinders? All right, I'm being told that no car has 10 cylinders. I think it's amazing of the timing of the cylinders. Let's say in a 6-cylinder engine, they go up and down in perfect synchronization. And if even one gets out of timing, there's a timing belt to make sure that doesn't happen. Then the car stops and the engine ceases and you become one of the circling ones walking around instead of driving because it has to work with precision. That's 6 parts. Okay, it's only 6 cylinders. How many other parts in the gasoline engine? Don't ask me. I have no idea. Let's get crazy and say 10,000. What is that compared to the choreography of God making 8 billion people individually choreographed to be perfectly aligned every second of every day? How many seconds in a day? How many nanoseconds? Forget seconds. How many nanoseconds? Multiply that by how many people there are. Now, how many body parts do people have? How many cells do they have? How many rungs on the double helix? And that's just on the earth. And God runs it all with unmatched precision. So we should be able now to look at seasons, and we're going to, and days and years and months, and see that there is something seriously cool going on here and seriously nice of God to do this for us. It's not, here comes the sun, blah, 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 blah. No, it's, here comes the sun again. Wow. Let us hear the voice of the sun and the moon. Let's hear the voice of January, February, March, April, May. I want us to be quiet and to hear the voice of 4,000 FA, 4,000 years from Adam. I want us to hear the voice of 3,000 years from Adam. I want us to look at what happened then. What happened in 3,000 FA? What happened in 4,000 FA? What will happen in 6,000 FA? What will happen at the end of 7,000 years FA? I wonder if God works in 1,000-year increments that correspond to the days of creation. I say yes.